Today, we take an up-close and personal look at the benefits and the advantages of performance-based coaching. I'm your host, Honey Shelton, and this is Training Matters.
Training Matters is brought to you by the Training Institute, dedicated to setting the standard for individuals responsible for training effectiveness in banks and credit unions across the country.
You might ask, what is performance-based coaching? Done well, it helps to facilitate success on the job for the employee. At our shop, we use a collaborative, conversational approach that engages employees so they can learn how to self-evaluate and self-correct. Coaching is similar to training with a few distinguishable differences. Typically, coaching is done one-on-one, much like on-the-job training. However, coaching is more personal than training because it clearly focuses on the individual. Think private dance lessons versus a dance class. A great coach learns that they must use dialogue that engages the employee by asking excellent questions. Also, a great coach works hard at becoming an exceptional listener. It is only fair that a coach expects the employee to be cooperative and mindful of the expectations around the job. Most people want to be well thought of. Most people want to be successful. A coach acts as an advocate. An advocate that helps the employee compare what they have accomplished to what they want to accomplish, and then evaluate those findings against what is expected. A well-trained coach knows they must surrender judgment of others and help others evaluate themselves. When an employee or anyone sees that what they are doing isn't working, they are eager to find a better way. That is where the coach acts as a GPS. Helping the employee map out how they can get to where they want to go. I engaged a coach that worked with me over the phone 2 or 3 times a month over a 3-year period. It is the best professional investment of my time and dollars I've ever made. I still reap the rewards. I was and still am often reminded and encouraged to use techniques and disciplines that would help me be successful. I engaged frequently in role play with my coach around sticky situations I was facing. Sometimes we worked on how to create goals and action plans that kept me focused on my objectives. Since then, and over the years, I've had the privilege of coaching people working in financial institutions, ranging from the CEO to assistant branch managers. People on both the front and the back side of the business. People managing multiple locations and plenty of direct reports, but also people who only had one direct report. No matter the position, they all had one thing in common with me, a high desire to be successful and happy. Next up, I want to introduce you to a couple of people that are going to share what their personal coaching experience was like. You'll hear from Jennifer Somers and Karen Butcher, who both want to talk about what coaching was like for them. We'll start with Karen Butcher. Karen Butcher is the director of training for Whitaker Bank and is calling in from her office in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome, Karen. Pleased to have you with us.
Thank you, honey. I'm delighted to be on your show. You know I'm a loyal listener, so it's fun to be involved in the show.
Karen, if you would, tell our listeners about your background and a little bit about Whitaker Bank.
Well, I started my professional career as a high school teacher, and then I've done various things that I think prepared me for this job that took over about 9 years ago. So I've been at the bank for about 9 years and started the program from scratch. And we have about 490 employees with 47 branches. And we are a family-owned community bank, of course, dedicated to excelling at superior service in the markets where we have a presence.
Well, I've had the good fortune to conduct training at your bank, and I can attest firsthand about how passionate you are and your bankers are about providing service. Can you expand on the history as well as present day, the role that training plays at your bank?
Well, as I already said, we started this training department about 9 years ago. And prior to that, we are a bank of acquisition. Every banking area did their own thing. So it's been quite a challenge to get everybody doing things the corporate way. So we started out with a corporate orientation and teller training and put together some corporate material so we would have consistency. And we've come a long way because I think people are trusting us now to come up with programming from teller skills to leadership training. And of course, you've been a large part of that too, coming to Kentucky to do some supervisor boot camp.
Well, what I'd like to move into is talking about coaching, the opportunity I've had to coach with you. You became a coaching client about 2 years ago, and it's been tons of fun and a true privilege for me to coach with you. Can you talk about what motivated you to start coaching and what your expectations were?
Sure. I took a close look at my working relationships and didn't like what I saw. So I contacted you and asked you if you would coach me. And when you first asked me what I wanted to work on, I told you that I was a reactor. I was impulsive. And I'll never forget what you told me. In fact, I still have all my notes in a notebook that says, Honey Notes. So you asked me, what has being a reactor cost you? Wow. You know, that really makes you think when you are self-reflective. I guess what you've really helped me do is take a look at what are you doing, Karen, to get what you want. You've used the WDEP system. You've taught that to me. And it's really given me a chance to bounce things off of you so that if I have problems, I can resolve them. And if I head them off at the pass, that's even better.
Well, coaching is certainly a two-way street. And every coaching session we've had has been inspiring to me because you are such a hard worker, and especially when it comes to your personal and professional development. In addition to working on being a reactor, are there any other benefits of coaching that you've realized?
Well, I like the fact that it's really not counseling. It's me telling you what I want to work on and then you offering up some ideas. And I do take those copious notes so that I can catch every pearl of wisdom. In fact, you know, honey, many times I've said, wait a minute, let me write this down. And at the end of each session, you would always ask me, what are your next steps or what are you going to work on before the next time we coach? And that really helped clarify what I was going to work on. Plus, I knew that I was going to be reporting the results back to you, so there's an accountability factor. Another great benefit, I think, for Whitaker Bank is that what I've learned, I pass on. So I've had different employees ask me if I will coach them. So I feel like we're really spreading honey's wisdom all around.
Well, there might be some of my wisdom in there, but what I've always admired about you is the application, how you use that. Well, Karen, thank you so much for sharing what your coaching experience has been like. And I look forward to interviewing you for the book that I'm working hard to finish called Coaching Myself and Others. So thanks for tuning in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Twice a year, Train the Trainer Boot Camp is offered here in Houston. The next one that's coming up is September 20th through the 23rd. Mark your calendar, contact us right away to save your seat. Train the Trainer Boot Camp is a highly interactive 4-day training program that teaches you exactly what you need in order to be proficient at training. Whatever role you play in the training arena, this learning experience will supercharge your competencies as a trainer. You will learn from the nation's top professionals how to bring your credibility, confidence, and speaking skills to the next level. Be here. Learn what you need to learn. Share what you know. To learn more about this incredible learning opportunity, go to interaction-training.com. Right there on the homepage, you will have options, including our calendar, that will show you how to get more information or to register for this September session that's coming up. When you go to Train the Trainer Bootcamp, you come back as the go-to person on how to elevate the quality of all training at your company. Be there, September 20th through the 23rd. Listeners, one of the things that Karen mentioned was WDEP, and I want to elaborate on that before we take our next caller. The W stands for wanting. I think a coach is key to helping people discover, what do you want? If you had what you wanted, what would you have you don't have now? Because wanting is what motivates us. If we want things we can't have, it's demotivating. And an objective, non-judgmental coach can be the one to help an employee discover if what they want is a good match for the job they took, a good match for their values, and so forth. So that's the W. The D is doing. What do you need to do in order to get what you want? Again, a coach can be the person to ask those tough questions. One you're real familiar with that Dr. Phil uses. How is that working for you? The E, evaluate. The better we get at evaluating what we want and what we're doing to get it, the greater the odds are that what we want ends up actually being in our best interest and our efforts are more efficient and stay in the real world. And then the P of the WDEP, the P is the plan. What is your plan to get what you want? So I just wanted to elaborate on that. And also, many things that you're going to hear every time you tune in to Training Matters, there are complimentary things in our store on our website that you can go in that will help you. If you're the coach or you're looking for a coach, if you want to polish your skill sets, we have everything from white papers to surveys that are yours for the taking in our store. Well, it's time for our next caller, and I'm excited to hear what Jennifer Somers, who's a former branch manager and today is living her dream as a lender, has to share with us.
Jennifer, I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you. I am so happy to be on the show. I'm a little nervous, but super excited.
Well, I'll bet once we get to talking, you'll feel less nervous. And I knew you couldn't turn me down when I asked you. How about we kick off with when we first met over 4 years ago at a branch manager workshop that I was conducting in Oklahoma City. I know it was shortly after that workshop I received an email from you telling me you'd been approved to receive coaching. I think our listeners would like to hear about why you wanted coaching and how it came to pass that the bank approved paying for it.
Yes, that was a big turning point for me in both my personal and professional paths. I knew after listening to you speak at the workshop and then speaking to you after the workshop that it was definitely something I could benefit from. At the time, I really only thought it would help me at work. Looking back, I can see how it helped me in every aspect of my life. I was extremely volatile and unpredictable when things didn't go my way or when I had issues with coworkers. I was brand new supervisor, and I needed help. And you were really insightful and knowledgeable about how people work and how to diffuse situations, and I just knew it was something I needed. So I came back and talked to our bank president and told him that it was something I would like to do, and I asked him if he would be willing to half the cost with me, because I thought it would help me grow as a supervisor and a leader in our institution. And he actually surprised me and just said, you know, if this is something that could help you, I think it would benefit us. And he offered to pay for all of it. So I'm thankful that Honey gave me the little nudge to talk to him about it, because in the beginning I had thought I would just pay for it out of my pocket. And so I'm thankful that she nudged me to talk to him about it.
Well, I think that's a great story. I've always appreciated how you took the initiative and talked to him. And, of course, I've stayed in touch with him over the years, coaching you and some of your colleagues, and he always is very complimentary, especially of how you, who I coached the longest, but how you've taken hold of your career and became really focused on what you thought you needed to do to be successful. So I know that you had an agenda, and it was very visible to others, and delightful to hear that it was very apparent to you that when you alter some things that have to do with behavior in your work life, it's only going to benefit your personal life. So again, I just have always been impressed with your eagerness to learn and grow. What are some of the ways coaching, especially for an extended period of time, because I think you and I've debated before how long we coached, but it was definitely over 2 years. What are some ways you think you benefited from that?
Well, I learned that it was okay to have my mad, but don't be mad forever. You know, I learned to put a time on it. I'm going to be mad for the next 5 minutes. Just leave me alone and let me be mad. And some people laugh when I say that, but it's valid. Some other ways is to hear every side of what's going on before jumping to a conclusion or a decision or whatever's necessary in that moment. Sometimes the best reaction is no reaction. Having goals and a vision board, putting things out where I can see them was really important for me. Having a to-do list. I have a to-do list now every day. Everything goes in my calendar, and everybody knows to check my calendar before they schedule anything in. And that's huge. Huge, because I've never been that person before, but I have been since coaching with you. A lot more organized and put together.
That's awesome. Some of the things you mentioned to a few people might sound really basic, and none of it's new news to anyone. It's whether or not you put your goals in writing. It's whether or not you write out your to-do list. You took a hold of those habits and put them to use. The other thing I have to say that I'm delighted to hear you talk about is putting a time limit on frustration, or as you so well put it, you know, being mad, irritated, annoyed, so that you don't have to carry that around. It takes so very much energy. Jennifer, it was fun catching up with you. I'm so glad that you were a guest on the show, and who knows, on down the road here, we might have another reason to connect again, but thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, honey. I had a great time and excited to catch up with you, too. I always look forward to hearing from you. Good luck on everything in the future.
Same to you, Jennifer. Thanks again.
I hope you enjoyed our episode this month talking about performance-based coaching. It was certainly a choice I made that altered the course of my career. And I know that, like me, many of you have had the good pleasure of having an advocate and a coach be on your side to help you become the best you can be. Look forward to visiting with you again next month.
You've been listening to Training Matters with Honey Shelton.